This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
No joke. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney. Boy, if you were in the Dallas-Fort Worth area and you happened to be at the airport at the wrong time, you would have heard the all-call sirens that I've never heard the entire time that I happened to live there or travel through that airport. But there was a tornado that was circling that was very, very close. So the tornadoes really zoned in on that area. Supposedly, 12. Not all of them are confirmed, but there was serious damage, like at least 9 they can confirm. Serious damage in Grapevine, Texas, which is very, very close to the DFW airport, which is one of our top 5 airports. So a lot of traffic goes to and fro that airport. I mean, wow. And it's not the only place where there was tornado activity. And I know in New Orleans they were hunkering down. Same thing that I said the night before is, boy, oh, boy, it is going to be some wild weather. But the Grapevine touchdown was huge. You had people that were huddled in cars. I mean, what are you going to do in cars? But you see a big funnel cloud coming towards you, and I guess you figure, maybe I need to get in the car. I'm not sure. Would you run? What would you do? I mean, the expression of one man that I happened to hear on a little quick sound bite, as we would say, when he was asked on one of the local news stations, only the hand of God. We're very grateful, right? Windows blown out, houses, cars flipped. The typical thing that we say happens when a building especially gets hit by a tornado. So 5 people with injuries, all taken to the hospital, but none life-threatening. And I guess that's truly the good news in all of this. But if you looked at just the destruction, you would think that somebody didn't come out of this alive. And when I talk about no joke, the people hurt in the Texas storm, you have blizzard warnings in 6 states, lots of snow, lots of roads closed. If you look at a map of the Midwest, North Dakota, forget about it, South Dakota, forget about it, so many roads closed. I mean, winter storms pummeling the U.S. Snow is piling up all over. Temperatures very low. Traffic, a nightmare. Those crazy thunderstorms and thunder snow conditions are happening, and it's out there. Game on, game on, game on. I mean, super, super cold temperatures and crazy, crazy weather patterns. The wind kicking up, in Casper, Wyoming. In Minneapolis, they're battening the hatches, but they're so, in Minnesota, they are so used to so much snow. They're like prepared. They're prepared, but I think some of the other places that are getting hit with these heavy accumulations are not quite as prepared for the amount that they, happen to be getting. So if you're listening to me and you're one of those areas, just keep checking the weather because, when you see snow totals where it says 18 to 24 inches, like Rapid City is showing that, that's more than tough sledding. Let's just put it that way. My friends in Billings, they're talking about just a wall, just a sheet of white, right? And I always say this, snow is fun when you can ski in it, when you can sled in it, when you can build snowmen or do snow angels or whatever it is, have a snowball fight. It's another thing when you have to deal with it, when you have to get through to get somewhere and you just, you absolutely can't do it, or the conditions are so treacherous and then people feeling like they have to get from point A to point B, risk it. And the risking it part is the thing that I hope in this audience you're super careful about. I mean, listen, I've done it where I just blush against the weather and I look at it and think, ah, nah, it's okay, it's not a big deal. And then I get stuck somewhere because I didn't realize just what a big deal it was. All right, this is a very big deal. He's being called the crypto creep. I've talked about him a bunch on this show, Sam Bankman-Fried. And part of the reason I do is because I'm getting all kinds of emails from some of you who kind of dipped your toe into crypto and now you're wondering if you should regret that. Well, let's just focus on him and FTX, this exchange. They're saying that he hid $300 million in a Brazilian firm before the whole thing collapsed. So he was arrested in the Bahamas the other day on these fraud charges. A judge denied bail on Tuesday despite pleas to be put on house arrest. He was remanded to the Bahamas Department of Corrections, which there is in a notorious prison in the Bahamas. It's called Fox Hill Prison, and he doesn't have another court appearance until February 8th. He faces 155 years in prison if convicted of fraud and money laundering. They're saying that pretty much FTX was just the kid's personal piggy bank to fund his crazy, lavish lifestyle. Now, he did make also political contributions. He made enormous donations to the Democratic Party and President Biden. So he's accused of defrauding these investors out of $1.8 billion altogether by convincing them his trading platform, FTX, was safe to use. So then he was really holed up in the Bahamas. And now, as this is all unraveling on him, that $300 million that he put into this fund in September, months before the whole crypto trading platform collapsed, is what he was setting himself up for, you would think, right? An escape. And when he was trying to get out of going to this hellhole in the Bahamas, he said to the chief magistrate, because that's what they have there, that he couldn't go to jail. Why? Because he's a vegan and he's depressed. Oh, poor baby. The vegan, depressed, snot-nosed 30-year-old crypto creep has to go into Fox Hill, and that's where he is. His lawyers have been seeking bail of $250,000, but it was denied. And he's in custody until February 8th and is going to be there at the Hill. And it is known for serious, serious overcrowding. But this is what happens when you get caught and you're cheating, and they catch you. So the chances for him, I would say, are not great. His parents rushed down there and tried to comfort him. They returned to court after getting his medications from his apartment. And like I said, he faces a lot of jail time, a lot of jail time. Hey, coming up on this show, there are 155 reasons why you want to make sure you stick around through this entire first hour and beyond, because you could win some fabulous prizes. Nail the score. If you've never heard of it, I picked the game of the week in the NFL, but you don't have to like football. It's not about that. I'll pick the game. You just tell me who you think's going to win and what you think the final score will be. People are coming close. I have this good feeling. My intuition, the radar, is going off. I think we still have weeks left in this season. I think someone could nail the score. Oh, wouldn't that be great? Couple weeks. Still have time. Maybe it'll be you. Tune in at the tail end of the show and weigh in.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. options. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with VantagePoint.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word BIMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Do you have those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life? I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, KateDelaneyRadio.com. I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriend, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at KateDelaneyRadio.com.
You know when people talk about scratch-off tickets and, oh, you know, I got a scratch-off ticket and I won a couple hundred dollars. How about this guy who claimed $15 million from a scratch-off? It happened in Florida. It was the Florida Lottery. And I know there's people that win millions all the time. And I talked to a lottery official one time in Iowa who told me, listen, the way people really win is through scratch-offs, that was really better odds. So this 42-year-old attorney in a place called Newport Richey wins $15 million from a thing called Florida 300 times the cash. It's 30 bucks a pop to get one of these scratch-offs. Would you, I'm sure for him, I don't know, I'm assuming he makes decent money, but he gets one of these tickets, scratches it off, boom, he wins it. Now the store gets $30,000 in commission for selling it. That's not unusual either, because big lottery prizes, they get commissions. But it's wild to think, I don't know, in my mind, in processing this, when we talk about lotteries and winning and all that sort of thing, to process sitting there with your little quarter, care who you are, and here's my simulation of scratching. Oh, I didn't have that number. That'd be me. He hits the true jackpot, $15 million, right? So what he chose to do was get a one-time payment, So they take the taxes out, and that's it. It's free and clear. Boom, your taxes, everything's paid for, paid for, paid for. $10 million. $10 million. That was a wonderful scratch-off. Just pure luck. I'm just thinking, when something like that happens, you have to feel like you are the luckiest person alive, at least for that moment. At least for that moment, you have to feel that way. I'll tell you what, Rob Gronkowski, because we have Nail the Score coming up, is totally the side man for Tom Brady. Tom Brady's struggling. In fact, after that completely another embarrassing loss last week, now there's lots of questions about would his security blanket come back and help? Would this Rob Gronkowski come back and be back in Tom Brady's life to bail him out after the 49ers poured it on 35-7? And Mr. Irrelevant, a lowly draft choice, last chosen in the draft, Brock Purdy, bait him. And he didn't take a shower. He was so depressed that he lost it to his hometown team where he grew up as a little boy, that he didn't take a shower. And somebody asked him about it, and I won't even tell you what the response was, but it had a blank beep couple of words in it. So anyway, could it be Rob Gronkowski coming out of retirement to help Tom Brady yet again? He says he could definitely help out on the field. He says he could do it. He says, you know what? I think I'd rather bring him over to the other side of my life, and that's Fox. He said they're going back and forth a lot to each other. It would be a lot of fun. And because, of course, there's a report that Tom Brady already has an incredible deal with Fox Sports to join their NFL team after his retirement. They wanted to hook him up right away. They weren't going to wait to let him retire, do whatever he's going to do for a while. But supposedly, 10 years, $375 million. So once he's done, he has something else that he could springboard right into. But remember, he retired last time for just 41 days and then returned for a 23rd season. I don't know. Maybe it's time. It's time. You can't even shower after a game. You're so sad, depressed, sick of answering the questions. Maybe it's time to just walk away from the game. Maybe it's time to say, you know what, I have a fistful of rings. What else do I need? I'm in the Hall of Fame. I'm going to be right in the Hall of Fame as soon as I'm eligible. Boom, boom, boom. I'm just saying. It is incredible when you look at fusion. And you know what I'm talking about, because I mentioned this last night on the show. Imagine capturing the sun for our own purposes, essentially, and using it to heat our houses. Scientists achieved a really major advance in fusion energy. Of course, it lasted like this millisecond, but in the future, it could be pretty significant. I mean, significant that it happened at Lawrence Livermore National Labs. And they use these giant lasers to create heat and pressure like what you would find inside a star, driving atoms together, releasing this tremendous amount of energy. They call it ignition. It was like a giddy fest when U.S. Secretary of Energy Jennifer Granholm described it, saying that this is going to go down in the history books. It's a fusion breakthrough. It's a scientific milestone. It's an engineering marvel beyond belief. And it is. But how long till we can use it? How long till you can create that power without the creation of radioactive waste, which is the challenge, by the way, with fusion's nuclear fission? So, bravo on the ignition peeps. That is an incredible achievement. I mean, they've been looking into this, investigating ways to be able to harness this for 60 years. Globally, they've been trying to do that. It is a big deal that to be able to say we did it. But before it gets plugged in and everybody decides we do not need any more fossil fuel, it's not ready yet. It's not ready yet. It is ways away from becoming something that we can use. And again, a huge breakthrough. You think when atoms are smashed together and combined, neutrons are released, and then you get that reaction, it can be used to heat a liquid. Maybe water to create steam, for example, right? And the steam could be used to power turbines that could produce electricity. There's all kinds of great uses. We know that. But it's going to take time to be able to get to the point where it is safe, you can use it, etc. And fusion power plants also don't have the possibility they wouldn't have the possibility of catastrophic failures and meltdowns that can occur in nuclear plants like they did in Chernobyl or Fukushima. So this is good, but I wouldn't count on it. It could be 20 years. In fact, 20 years would be pretty fast. 20 years to have a commercially operating nuclear fission reactor. And it would have to be big plants. Like, it had to be the size of power plants. It's like it's like old. If we went backwards, it would be sort of like the Back to the Future, right? That's what we'd be talking about. But it shows you how long. 60 years of long-term scientific research and development, and that happens. It's a good thing, right? I say bravo scientifically, but it's going to be a time to be able to make it available and to be able to commercialize it, right? But if it is, it would be incredibly, probably inexpensive power. They're talking about even potentially fueling airplanes and cars. Not happening tomorrow. Not happening 2 years from now. Not happening 5 years from now. Not happening probably 10 years from now. 20 is most likely what the shot is. The moonshot happens, you try to make it work and repeat the process, and then it's another couple of decades with that. Speaking of decades, it's very strange, right? You have Mauna Loa and Kilauea. Do you know what those two names mean? They're volcanoes. They stopped erupting, like the same time. Tuesday, boom, all of a sudden, okay, we're done. We're not erupting anymore. That's it. And so two different statements went out that they were no longer erupting. What a crazy coincidence. They're not connected, but did they somehow communicate? Something to ponder. Coming up next, Carter Kirsch talking about ThinkPad. What does it all mean? You'll find out next.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News. retiring Senate Appropriations Chair Democrat Patrick Leahy said Tuesday night that appropriators have reached a bipartisan, bicameral framework that, quote, should allow us to finish an omnibus appropriations bill that can pass the House and Senate and be signed into law by the President, end quote. There's no word yet on exactly how much money we're talking about, but appropriators have largely settled on an $858 billion defense budget in recent weeks. And the cost of a Costco membership is going up soon. Costco CFO Richard Galanti said so on an earnings call last week. Galanti didn't say how much the fee increase would be, but he did say a higher fee is a question of when, not if. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Would you believe ThinkPad turns 30? Lenovo did some really interesting research into the state of thinking with some interesting results on how we think and how we can use technology to help us. Carter Kirsch, Lenovo's Executive Director of Commercial Marketing, guides us through the findings.
As ThinkPad turned 30, we wanted to do some stuff to celebrate. And rather than just roll out some birthday cakes about the ThinkPad turning 30, we thought this was a phenomenal time to have a moment and have a conversation about thinking and about creating the time of the day. And so Lenovo created a research report to dig into the state of thinking. It's called the Think Report. And there were some really interesting things coming out of it. One of them is there are increasing pressures on people around working and collaborating. And I think it's led to this really sort of deep thinking about something that we call people moving into survival thinking. 88% of people say that it is harder to think deeply and critically when they're burned out. And so this deep thinking gap is going to create even more problems as we confront really significant issues in the world like climate change. No problem has been solved in our entire human history without deep thinking. And so if people are feeling like they don't have time to think, we face a challenge because we are facing some significant challenges that need deep thinking. And so the research for us was a way to dig deeper into this, to understand it more, to start this conversation in the world, and then also for us to think about what we do with them in terms of how we develop technology and frankly how we work inside of Lenovo. This is a conversation we are prepared to come back to every year because we think there are going to be some really interesting longitudinal trends. We found fascinating things around the world in terms of how people think differently and when they think best. We found things about people really being aware of the lack of time that they have to think. We also saw really interesting things in terms of people being prepared to think of technology not as the thing which is making it hard to think, but as technology being able to be very intentional and purposeful in creating time for them to think and focus. This is a moment when Lenovo wants to catalyze real thinking again. And the research is one way for us to look at the state of thinking and to begin this conversation about how technology can bring us back to creating the time and the space to think. That is what we intend to do, is how we've always built our technology. And we want to bring that to the world, look through the conversation that we have and the technology that we create. To find out more about the state of thinking in the world, Lenovo.com/thinkon.
Thanks to Carter Kirsch for that, Lenovo's Executive Director of Commercial Marketing. Really interesting on those findings into that research of the state of thinking, looking at how we think and how we can use technology to help us. All right, boy, talking about technology and things that can go wrong on the other side of that. How about these people that got emails saying that their student loan forgiveness was approved? Oh, that's like the Grinch, isn't it? And it's so controversial anyway. So many people think, oh, we should not have that. That's ridiculous. I had to pay for everything, or I had to put myself through trade school, or whatever it is. But forget the arguments about should there be student loan forgiveness, because it's tied up in the courts for that very reason. But imagine you're somebody that got an email last month from the Department of Education, and they said that you're approved. So, yeah, you're approved. And you think that thousands of dollars have been wiped out. But, of course, nobody has gotten debt forgiveness because it's being blocked by federal courts. There are now people that have them frozen. They don't have to pay on them until that's all settled, probably for the next 6 months, let's say. But there were 9 million who got this inaccurate email and from the government saying that, you know, hey, your loan's forgiven. And then they got a second email eventually that said, due to a vendor error, you recently received an email with a subject line saying your application for the one-time student loan debt relief plan has been approved. That was inaccurate. It's inaccurate. But yes, we've received your application. Oh, bummer. Right? Bummer, bummer, bummer. Because the Supreme Court, it's what does the Supreme Court find? I mean, that's where this is headed. So they might not see debt relief, period. And if the Supreme Court allows the program to move forward, they'll hear the oral arguments in February. Then they would have that decision by June. That's why probably June would be the time. If the court finds that the forgiveness program is legal, then millions of low and middle income borrowers would be eligible for up to $10,000 in federal student debt cancellation. Then people who got a Pell Grant would be eligible up to $20,000. But right now, no. They got 26 million applications, though, for student loan forgiveness when there was the call for that. But you got to wait and see what happens with the Supreme Court, because this really, there's a good chance that this doesn't happen at all. But I can't really read the tea leaves on what the Supreme Court is going to decide on that. I mean, it could go either way. I don't think there's a slant for sure in that. But the point is, getting that email, terrible, 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 terrible timing. thinking that something was going to happen, and it did not happen. All right, this is something I hope happens to none of you. I've talked about this a lot, and I've been really digging into this more to find out what does this truly mean. And it's a big threat for a lot of people, especially a lot of young kids. Now, they're running out of beds in Arizona. They're having problems there. They're having problems in a lot of other states, like in Phoenix specifically. They're having problems with this. It's that trifecta: COVID, RSV, and flu. Hospitals are just really taxed big time because of the increase in these cases. And COVID is up, the flu is up, the respiratory viruses are up, 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 up. They run out of space, so they got to do this triage thing where they set up tents in parking lots, and they have to use whatever space they can. I mean, even the hallways in the emergency department full of temporary beds, because better to be in the bed and have your life saved than not be able to get in at all. So this last week, and I looked at this, I talked to a couple of people that I know that work in big hospital systems. It's definitely full to the brim in some areas. Hospitals were the fullest they've been throughout the pandemic. 80% capacity. That's an 8% jump in 2 weeks. Highest level since the Omicron surge in January. Right? And the RSVP, sad for some of these kids that get it. I mean, they are really, really battling. And, you know, all of a sudden they get it. There's the cough, and then for some of the kids, they practically turn blue. And it's very sad to hear some of these stories. Luckily, so many have been safe because they've been able to get to the hospital, because they've been able to get some kind of treatment. But it's that triple whammy that is just so deadly. You know, it's like the hospital workers. You got to feel for anybody involved in that. Nurses, any of the assistants, anybody working in these hospitals that are getting hit by this. Because they, with a shortage in some areas of people working in the ICU or in the emergency room or wherever patients are coming in, it makes it that much tougher, where you've got these double shifts. And, you know, money's money when you're getting OT, etc. But when you are just dead on your feet, that is really a tough, precarious situation to be in, because you want to help. I mean, and this is, that's the other side of being in that profession. Which is why some people left the profession, because they had it after COVID, and the hours and the concern and the worries for their own families. And this is a real problem and continues to be a problem as we move forward, right? You think of a place where you're really short a lot of times is in these assisted living places that were hit so hard by COVID, and getting people to come back and want to work, getting people to do double shifts is tough. And therefore you have people in vulnerable positions because they can't get the attention they need, because there's just simply not enough bodies to go around, not enough bodies to help with the amount of people, because there's less people going into the profession, and then trying to call them, get people to come back is also incredibly tough. So for anybody in the healthcare industry listening to the show, and I know there's a lot of you, because throughout the entire time I've done this, I've gotten a lot of emails from people in healthcare of all different forms. Coming up, we have Nail the Score. So what does that mean? It's very simple. Nail the Score is the game of the week in the NFL. I'll pick what the game of the week is going to be. You call in and tell me who you think is going to win and what you think the final score is going to be. For example, let's say it was the 49ers and the Seahawks. Who wins it? Is it the 49ers? You say 49ers, they're going to win it 27-14, if that's what you think. That might not be the game of the week, though. Find out next.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
Yes, it is time for Nail the Score. We're getting to that time of the season when the conversation turns to the playoffs and who looks like they'll be in, what the wild card race looks like at this point. But there's still plenty of football left to be played. We're into week 15 in the NFL, and it's an exciting time because it's the holidays, then you go through the rest of December, swing into January, and before you know it, we're talking about the Super Bowl. This is our little Super Bowl each and every week, and I feel like someone's going to win. I really do. We're getting so close. So once I announce the game of the week, you just have to tell me who you think's going to win and what you think the final score is going to be. And I'll tell you, it's an interesting week. Like, even the Lions are playing the Jets, and suddenly the Lions are definitely a competitive team. This line is even on that one. That's how close it is. Like, It's even the Cowboys, like, can you figure out the Cowboys? Last week they barely pulled it out against a lame team. The Cowboys, yeah, Houston, the Cowboys take on Jacksonville on the road. Dallas is a 4.5-point favorite, but that's it, right? And then there's some obvious ones. There's just no way. It would be the game of the week. It would be a complete shocker if it was a close game. So the game of the week this time around is, because I realize we slant so heavily NFC, it seems, is the Titans and the Chargers. The Chargers are favored by 3. The over-under in this game, the total amount of points that the wise guys put out there is 47. You know, the Titans are like mystery meat. Derrick Henry is an incredible running back, and they've had some amazing wins, even tight wins, and then some blowouts, and then they've had these incredibly lame losses that just leave you scratching your head where you're like, how did that happen? How'd they get that close and then absolutely blow it? So you just have to call me or send an email. Tell me who you think is going to win, what the score is going to be. The email would go to kate@katedelaneyradio.com. Click on contact. Or call me at 855-266-5283. 855-266-KATE is the other way to remember that. Let's go to our pal Pete, listening in the great state of Texas. Hello, Pete.
Good evening. How in the sand hill are you tonight?
Oh, I have all my old pals telling me that they huffed and puffed and it almost looked like their houses were going to blow down because of those tornadoes. Are you okay, my friend?
Oh, yeah. We were at the very beginning of it down here in central Texas. And we got a lot of straight line winds, but no tornadic action.
Good.
It was pretty woolly about 6 o'clock this morning.
Ooh. Yeah, that's early. That's what people were telling me, that it's like, wow, all of a sudden I was just thought, what's happening? And it like a freight train, but it went by, so thank goodness you are fine. So what do you think? Who wins this one?
I'm looking at the Chargers. I like 34-28, something like that.
34-28. It is locked and loaded, Pete. Stay in the bunker.
Sweet.
Sweet, thank you. It is crazy. The weather's crazy. Sharon in Maine, the opposite side of the country. Hello, Sharon.
Hi there.
Hey, what are you getting as far as snow is concerned?
We had a dusting the other morning.
Oh, but just...
Just enough to lighten the ground. I didn't even realize it had snowed. So
wow.
Late mid-afternoon.
Wow, so at least it wasn't deep, terrible stuff.
Just a bare covering, not anything to
accumulate. Yeah. So who do you like? Do you like the Titans or the Chargers?
I don't know.
It's a tough one.
It is. Did the Titans win last time?
Well, here's the thing about the Titans. That's what I was talking about. The Titans last week lost to Jacksonville, 36-22. They've lost their last 3. They lost to the Eagles. They lost to the Bengals. But the Eagles and the Bengals are really good teams, and Jacksonville has flashes of brilliance. But, you know, they beat the Packers. They beat the Commanders. They had a big win streak where they had 5 in a row starting in their 3rd week. And then it was a loss to the Chiefs, but that was a close loss. So they're hard to predict.
I'm going to go with the underdog, Titans.
Titans! All right, so what do you think the final score is?
I'm going to go 31-27.
31-27, I like it. So we have the Chargers and we have the Titans on the board. Sharon, stay warm. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. I love that those two always are so steady in playing this game. I'm going to throw this one in here because K to Kate Delaney Radio, and people keep asking me, are you putting down my guests? So, for example, we have a guy named Hal who's been emailing a lot during the season. Quickly, he heard when we just went on here, Chargers, and he says it's the Chargers 42-28. Wow. That'd be a really monster score for sure. But, hey, nothing's out of the realm of possibilities. Jeremy Paulson, our technical maestro for the show, what do you think?
I'm going to go with Chargers as well. But I think it's going to be more like 27-24.
Ooh, okay, that's a close game. That's a good game to watch. You are locked and loaded as well. It seems like every time I go against the Chargers, they win. Every time I think they're not going to win, they do. So there's this piece of me that says, yeah, I think the Chargers. They're at home. They're 3-3 at home. And this is at SoFi. And look, they're only a 3-point favorite. I could go on and on about Herbert. But I'm going to say coming off of the close one, the win over the Dolphins, they had that lame loss to the Raiders. They lost to the Chiefs in a close game, though. They lost to the 49ers in close. I think they win this one. I think defense helps them out, and I think they win it, too. And I'm going to say that the Chargers win it, and the score is going to be... I'm going to say the score is, this is tough, the score part for me. I'm going to say the score is going to be 20-17. So I like the Chargers 20-17. So that would be the definite under on that. I think defense will help out on both sides of this, but who knows? You still have time to get your guess in. Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. Click on contact and bada bing, you are in just like that. And like I said, it's, you know, you look at the Chargers, they're second in the AFC West. You look at the depth, you know, injuries are really wreaking havoc with a lot of teams. So who's going to come off the IR? And they've got some good players that could be coming back that'll certainly help out. And I just think Herbert, who's got a defense that was just banged up, but now they're going to get some guys back. I think that's going to make a big, big, big difference, and that'll help them out a little bit more, give them time to re-rack and catch a breath when they're coming off and on the field. So we'll see. And as I said, I mean, listen, you look at any of the teams, we could go through it, and it is about reading who's in part of the MASH unit, the injuries. It all starts, the week does anyway, on Thursday with the 49ers and the Seahawks. That could be a good game. San Francisco favored by 3. Seahawks 3-3 at home. 49ers 3-3 away. But this game, nail the score game, is the Chargers and the Titans. Good luck to everybody who played. Maybe we'll have a winner this time around.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. Drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.